Then, someone was shaking her and saying, "Tea's ready, Renya. Were you asleep?" Renya looked into the smiling face of her host brother. She replied, "Not really asleep, just dreaming." Then she said with a smile, "Tea, that's lovely." And her host brother, Robert, smiled back, but he looked a bit surprised at the same time.
"Hey, do you know, that's the first time I've heard you be enthusiastic about something. Normally, you sound bored to death with everything we do."
This time, it was Renya's turn to look surprised. "Do I? I don't mean to. I just find something strange, that's all. And lots of things I really like." She smiled at him again and thought, "I think he's really nice and really quite good-looking. What do the English girls say? Oh, yes, fit. He's really fit. I didn't understand that at first either." This thought made her laugh aloud. Robert looked at her more closely.
"You know, perhaps you're not so bad after all. Just new."
And Renya said, "Yes, just new." And, "Thank you for understanding." And smiled back again. This time, Robert blushed. Tomorrow in school, she was going to say, "Sorry you didn't understand me," and "Thank you for letting me be a member of the team." What's more, she wasn't just going to think it was lovely, she was going to say it as well, and sounding as if she meant it, and she was going to smile, because that is what you do when you are living in England.